Yeah, I mean, I think that line was really good all night. They created a lot off the forecheck and turned a lot of pucks over. So, yeah, obviously when you do that, you're going to get your looks, and when he's getting his looks, he's going to put them in.
Ellen, what worked for you guys in the second period? It felt like that was probably one of your best periods.
Yeah, I think we just didn't give much, and we kind of took advantage of what they gave us. So we were playing fast, playing simple, and just making smart plays.
Is it as easy as that? Just keeping it simple? Because sometimes it sounds like it's easy, but is it that simple?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're making the plays that are there, instead of trying to force nicer plays, it is. I mean, that really what it comes down to is keeping it simple and not trying to force anything, which I think we did that. And when you do that over and over again, you're going to be in a good spot.
Even though you guys didn't convert on the power play, do you feel like that one gave you guys momentum? You scored not long after that, and you guys really strung some good shifts together.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, we, I think, created a lot of chances off of that, especially that first unit. Had probably three or four good looks, and I think when you're doing that, like you said, it brings kind of energy to the team. Whereas if you don't really create anything, it kind of drains everyone. So no, I think it was great power play for not scoring, and definitely gave us that push.
How much energy did you guys get from the two penalty kills that you had early in the game? You didn't give up much on those. You had a lot of block shots. How much energy did you guys get from that, and how did you kill those penalties? What went well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I was saying, with power plays, with penalty kills, when you kill penalties and you block shots and you clear pucks, it creates a lot of energy for the team, and is obviously huge for the morale. So, I mean, they did a great job. You know, like you said, blocking shots, getting clears when they have a chance, and also denying their entries.
On your pass to Tate, that have to be almost, you have to do it perfect timing. I mean, you see him over there, but to get it through, get it in his wheelhouse, does it almost have to be perfect timing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would say perfect timing, but you definitely got to get it over there. And I think with him, you just kind of throw out an area and he's going to hit anything. So luckily, it was a good spot for him to hit, and he put it in.
Malenstein, Krebs, they go to the net on that one. You just basically get the shot towards the net. Malenstein deflects it, and Krebs is right there. Are those the types of goals that we talk about that you guys need to get?
Yeah, I think you guys have probably all heard it. We kind of came into the year wanting to score more dirty goals, and I think when you look at that goal, it's a definition of a dirty goal. I mean, two guys at the net and just banging away at a rebound.
What does a win like this against a team like that do for this team? I know you just had beaten the Chicago Blackhawks, but this is the Dallas Stars who, yeah, you know, given up, what, 1.5 goals per game? They had one loss all year. What does this do for your confidence?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, huge for the team. I mean, anytime you get a win, it's huge to be able to go and do it against one of the best teams in the league. I think it's huge for us. I mean, obviously not the start we wanted, but I think with that win, we know how good we are, and hopefully we'll go on a little run here.